Doug Christie. He's a 15-year NBA veteran. Jason Ross. He's not. It's Doug Christie and Jason Ross on Sports 1140 KHTK.
Woo! Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Hey!
Woo!
Hey, what'd you put in his stuff, man?
Did he drink some coffee? Did
he drink? You okay? What's up?
Right as rain.
Whoa! I like it. I bring a little emotion out of Jason Ross, y'all. Oh, yeah. Tell the people why you're excited. Say it with your chest.
To be here with you,
okay.
Doug Christie.
Okay. Well, we're here together. Shall we?
We are here together, and we have got a spectacular show for you today.
Oh.
I'm just full stop right there. It's a This Day Thursday, a spectacular day.
It is.
Yeah. You got something right off the top?
Yes. Busta Rhymes. Happy birthday. 49 years old. I don't have my Cher accent down. I got to put some, like, put marbles in my mouth or some
marbles.
You know,
hey,
try to
strong.
Cher, happy birthday.
Yes.
75. National Be a Millionaire Day.
That's why the celebration is happening. Lucky scratcher.
No.
That would be nice. Today on the show,
okay.
We know we just heard A's baseball did not go their way today, but white chocolate.
Woo!
Jay Will.
The man, the myth, the legend.
He is going to be joining us here in about 10 minutes or so.
Oh, listen, don't even step away. Just stay tuned. Stay with us. I'm promising you, you're going to dig him.
Head coach of your Sacramento Kings, Luke Walton, is going to be joining us at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We will continue our series of our Kings exit meetings. We're the Falcon, Black Falcon. We will spotlight Harrison Barnes today on the show.
Yes.
We will have the crossover as well.
Yes.
And these are all amazing, fantastic things. But that opening celebration for me.
Yeah.
We might have an all-time show tomorrow.
Okay. Well, let it be broke. Break it down. Let it be broke.
Doug, isn't
it? Holla at your boy.
Awesome that Sacramento finds out this week.
Yes.
That three people are going into the Hall of Fame.
Uno, dos, tres.
Yolanda
three to
Griffith,
Hardway.
Chris Webber. And Rick Adelman.
Yes, sir.
You know what we're calling tomorrow on the show?
What are we calling tomorrow on the show, Jason?
Hall of Fame Friday.
Why would we call it Hall of Fame Friday, Jason?
Because at 3 o'clock.
Yes, 3 o'clock.
Your soon-to-be Hall of Fame coach.
Yes.
Rick Adelman will be joining us tomorrow.
Ricky Rick.
At 4 o'clock.
Okay, 4.
Your teammate, the guy with the best and maybe biggest hands of all time, Chris Webber.
I see what you did there. 4 o'clock,
yeah.
Number four. I
four
see what
swirl.
You did.
Was it four down? What'd you guys run? Four down, four swirl?
Move out the damn way.
Yeah,
just
get
the ball
to Webb.
Okay.
He's
going to
be joining us tomorrow at 4 o'clock. And then at 5 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
In five, the saying in 2005, it's all the way live, championship. That's what the Monarchs did.
Yeah.
5 o'clock. Yolanda Griffith.
Oh, I see what you did here. Hall of Fame Friday, and you get a trilogy. Oh, that's going to be all right. Okay. I'll tune in. Well, I'll be here.
Yeah.
But
I'll tune in as well. So Jay will be joining us here shortly. We certainly will hear from Coach Luke Walton. We will talk about Harrison Barnes. And tomorrow, again, Hall of Fame Friday. You'll hear us talk about that quite a bit because we're very, very excited about that. But let's do it, Doug. Let's get a little first things first before we get to Jay Will.
First things first.
Close things first.
All right. Yesterday, we were in here early on. Memphis Grizzlies, this is ugly. It's
mm-hmm.
over.
Mm-hmm.
And then here come the Spurs. But in the end, Memphis hung on.
A simple inbound, and we are all done here tonight. Zeros on the clock. Streamers come up on the Jumbotron. And the Grizzlies have held on for a 100-96 win over the San Antonio Spurs.
Certainly got interesting, and day two of the play-in, much more interesting than day one.
Yes, because the competition level, I think, bumped up. Both teams ready, prepared for the the type of intensity that was going to hit them, and that is how you get that type of game. I thought that the Spurs, there was a moment there where you're like, okay, I think they're going to come back. They were down so big, so early. Shout out to the Memphis Grizzlies. Mm-hmm. Get them props, man. They ready to rock
found
and roll.
Found a way.
Yeah.
Found a way. And then the other game, the nightcap, we were waiting for it. We thought it would be good. It was, and we had some great moments.
They get it to Caldwell. Pope almost lost it. Shot clock at 7. James, two defenders on him. To Caldwell Pope inside. He's tied up by Green. Throws it back up top. James puts up the three. Oh, it's gone! LeBron James from downtown as the shot clock expires. A desperation heave, and the Lakers are up 3.
This game, Doug, to me, was adjustments. I thought what the Warriors did defensively in the first half was incredible.
Yeah.
Bothered the Lakers. Third quarter, Lakers did some tweaking, got away from more of their big guys, spaced the floor, found more mismatches. And even with all that, it was a fight to the end. That was a really good basketball game.
It really was. The Lakers aren't playoff ready yet.
Okay.
And I don't know that
they're wary of them, though.
Yeah, I don't know that they will get there. If they do not, they will get an exit from the playoffs. This is a better matchup for them and the Phoenix Suns than I believe the Utah Jazz. Even without Donovan Mitchell, the style of play of Utah does not give you much chance or much, you know, movement to mess up. I think against a Suns team that's more prototypical big man in the middle, two guard that does his thing, and a point guard that will score, this should be an interesting matchup, and I don't know about you, but I could definitely see in the Lakers work their way into this one, and this could be a series that they could get there and find their rhythm.
And so that leads us now to the losers of last, or the loser was the Golden State Warriors. They get to host Memphis. How about that? Now we're back to Friday night, win or you're out. What do you think about the Memphis Grizzlies, Golden State Warriors, who just played on Sunday?
Yes. Well, that's where I was going. And the last time that the Memphis Grizzlies saw the Warriors, they lost by 12, 113, 101. Jonas Valanciunas had a dominant game with 29 and 16, but Steph Curry was the man in 46 big numbers. Has Andrew Wiggins arrived?
You know what? I'm not a big fan of his. He was really good yesterday.
Like, if he can do that, and I know it just felt different than I've said that about him before. If he can do that,
right.
This seems like defensively he was locked in, offensively he knew what he wanted to do. And sometimes you learn basketball.
Yeah.
If he's done that, this
with
is going
to Clay next
yeah,
year. Then you're going.
Yeah, it's and Wiseman.
That, right,
it,
right.
It could
another
be a dangerous team with someone in the middle.
Because Draymond, by the way.
Oh, man. Give him his props.
A reminder of how good he is defensively.
He is about as good as it gets. He is solid, man. This one intrigues me.
Yeah, be careful, Warriors. Be careful.
I would agree. I want to see if the Grizzlies have learned anything, and if the Warriors in them, if there's any. You know how when you're guarding Steph and he gives up the ball and he's waiting for the guy to go. Yeah. And he's gone? I wonder if the Warriors do that at all since they just beat him. I don't think they will, but if they do, this is a Grizzlies team that could give them all that they want. So I'm tuned into this one for sure.
Absolutely. All right, more First Things First.
First Things First.
So, DC, that gets us to the next kind of winner-go-home game. That's Indiana and Washington. Winner becomes the 8 seed. Loser goes home. And the winner obviously gets Philadelphia. That game starts in about 30 minutes.
Oh, boy.
Pacers look good in their first game. Washington, they're at home. I'm worried about Beal.
Yeah.
And even Westbrook, who left the last
game. Beal, it's a hamstring. And most people would think Beal is kind of a shooter scorer, but he's not really. He's really a slasher, you know, but he makes shots from every angle, mid-range, floaters, bank shots, three-pointers, gets to the free throw line. He understands how to score. But the problem is if he's having any type of compromised hamstring, it hampers the way that he's able to move around. Westbrook, even so, because he sets the tone and tenor for this team. Mm-hmm. So I don't know this one. I would pick Washington, But I kind of did that first time, and that didn't work out. Yeah. Boston was ready and waiting for him.
Indiana impressed me the last time. I did not think they would beat Charlotte.
I didn't either.
But they looked good. They looked good. That one, again, coming up in 30 minutes. A couple more things on First Things First.
First Things First.
First Things First.
All right, a couple things from baseball. You just heard the A's game, so they end up losing 2 of 3 for Houston. This was not what we said they needed. They got set a good tone winning the first game, but now by losing game 2 and then game 3 today, the Astros leave Oakland, and they leave in first place, the spot the A's have been owning for a long time. It's only a half-game difference, but you know, shakes confidence just a little bit. But this team, as we've known, they started 0-6. They're more than confident in their overall game, and they just kind of got to get back on track and keep winning series.
If I don't worry about my Mariners, I'm definitely not worried about these A's.
Okay.
This is a solid team. I really think that you got to put a little bit of respect on the Astros. Altuve, first pitch, bang, bang, bye-bye.
I know, like, not wasting any time.
You know what I did? Because normally I record it and I hit it, you know, and watch a couple pitches and – I was like, one nothing. Damn, what'd I miss?
Yeah. The game.
Damn, what did they
do? It was first pitch yesterday.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, yeah, just knock it out. Well, this is a team today that now isn't in first place. I think that this will fuel them in a way to find their rhythm. I don't think there's any panic in this ball club.
Not at all. By the way, did you see the Yankees threw a no-hitter yesterday?
First things first.
I wasn't laughing.
I know you weren't. All right, last, let's go to the PGA Championship. Round one has begun. They are not quite finished with the opening day. Corey Connors is the one on the top of the leaderboard at 5-under, but a lot of people looking at Brooks Koepka. Good for him. He's in second at 3-under, and of course, when he's a past major winner. But Phil tied for 8th at 2-under. There's Colin Morikawa, who's a good golf. I mean, there's all of them are good, but some good stories. Fowler in there at 1-under, just beginning. And so the 103rd PGA Championship being played in South Carolina this week.
Yeah, this is there's some heavy hitters in this field. This should be something to tune in over the weekend and really check it out. Will you be watching?
Of course I will.
Okay.
Yeah, I will.
Just checking.
All right, save time and shop hundreds of new Hondas at FolsomLakeHonda.com. Remember, tomorrow, Hall of Fame Friday on the show, Rick Adelman, Chris Weber, and Yolanda Griffith all will be on the show at 3, 4, and 5 tomorrow. Just can't miss. But also, you know what you can't miss? White Chocolate, J. Will. He joins us when we come back right here on Cage to Cage.
Jason rocks, fires, he hits another one. He's got his 5th long ball of the night. He now has 17 points in the third quarter, and the Kings are on top by 10. And welcome to the Jason Williams Show.
Oh, man, I love it. I love hearing those highlights. J. Will. Is that how you called for the ball, Doug, from Jason?
No, he just said, shoot a shorty, and he'd pass it to me.
Well, Jason Williams joining us here on the show. J. Will, how are you?
I'm great, man. I appreciate you guys having me, man.
What? Appreciate you. We appreciate you, my brother, first and foremost. How's the family? And I know where you're on your way to. It got to do with family, so break it down.
Oh, man, my family's great, man. I appreciate you asking. I'm blessed, bro. I'm blessed. I'm on my way to watch my daughter play in a state championship game tonight at 7. She better win. She better win or there won't be no dinner.
Oh, cold-blooded.
Hold on. Did you train her? Tell me how it went. Yes.
Yeah. Well, no. She's self-motivated, man. She's ready to go. She's got her own thing going. I stay out of her way. Only when I need to say something is when I say something. You know what I mean?
Oh, so you don't give her like the leather workman's gloves and say dribble the basketball like you used to do?
I don't need to, Dougie. She does it on her own, but she's got that in her, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
Does she have the flash like you?
She don't have the flash. You know, she's kind of a shy girl, you know, kind of just like me a little bit in that aspect. But she just wants to go out there and win and just do whatever she's got to do to win.
J. Will, man, it's been a second, man. And first of all, it's been too damn long. So let's kind of not do that. Just holler at your boy. Bell, West Virginia, to all the different things that you've done, does that blow your mind?
Man, it totally blows my mind. Growing up in Bell, I wish you guys could go to Bell and just check it out, man. Check out where I lived and where I grew up, and just to see where basketball's brought me and the friends that I've learned to love and meet these new people. Man, basketball has been so good to me. I have no complaint, bro.
Well, what will we see? If Doug and I take a trip there, what are we seeing? What did you grow up in? What was it like?
Well, first off, you won't see much. I'll be honest with you. You're not going to see much. But if you're lucky enough to be with me during that trip, I'll take you to some good fried bologna and some hot dog spots for sure.
Okay, I don't eat pork, but since I'm with you, I might go ahead with the fried bologna. They cut the edge on that joint, too?
They'll do whatever you need, pal.
That's what I'm talking about. Jay, well, I know when you got into the NBA, I mean, you came with flash, you came with flair. You and I, we would work perfect in today's game, I believe. But as you think about that, and I'm taking you kind of forward to Coach Rick Adelman here, was he kind of the perfect coach? Was there ever a question or a conversation that said, Jay Will, do you? Because you did you, and I always appreciated that.
Man, I appreciate that. I appreciate you appreciating that. And Rick Adelman was very, very vital to what I've done in my life on the basketball floor. Wow. And I'll give you one story. The first game I ever played in San Antonio in the Alamo Dome, the biggest building I've ever been in my life at that point. You know, we drive a bus into the building, not just outside. You know what I mean?
Yes, so yes.
That blew my mind. That blew my mind there. And so Rick pulled me to the side right before we were running out on the court, and he said, Jason, listen, if you come down and throw one behind your back and it goes out of bounds, don't worry about that. Next time, try it with your left hand. And, man, I tell you, that's all I needed to hear.
What? Yo,
freedom.
Man.
The freedom to play.
Freedom.
Jay,
yes, sir.
Like, you know how – listen, okay. So that you take that story. And when I met you, I think I was on year 9 in the NBA. And the business of basketball had taken over. I had lost my love for the game in a lot of different ways. I still trained and all that different stuff. I don't know if you remember this. The preseason game, tip ball, first time down. You're coming down the court right side. And as you shovel it to me, you go, shoot it, shorty. And I'll never forget. I was laughing as I caught it and I shot it and I made it. And in that moment, my friend, what Rick Adelman gave you, you gave back to me, and I cannot thank you enough, because the love of the game, the fun of a child came back to me in that moment. That is, man, that Rick Adelman story, you might bring your boy to tears today, baby.
Man, it ain't nothing wrong with that. You tell me that story about that shooter shorty, I get chills on my legs, everything, man. But, you know, that's all the game's about. And still to this day, I love the game more than anybody that you'll ever talk to. Mm-hmm. No one loves it more than me. I just can't play it no more like I want to. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, I do know what you mean.
strictly a horse player. You know what I mean?
Probably a lethal one, as we're talking with the Jason Williams, former King, NBA great. It's so great to have you on. Actually, as you described your first game and you told that story about Coach Adelman, oh, by the way, Doug, Jay Will in his first game goes for 21 points, 5 steals, 3 assists. And here's from the coach.
That's how you set it up.
That's how you
baby.
Make your NBA debut. Jay, what was it about your time here? I mean, you had a long career, but 3 seasons here, and there are still, Doug knows this, there are still people talk about Jay Will. They show highlights before every game about you. What was it about your time here that you think you connected so well with this fan base?
I just think, man, coming from where I grew up, obviously Sacramento's a little bit bigger than Bell, but, you know, just the same type of people, you know, and it seems like, you know, if I wasn't going out to Granite Bay to go home, it seemed like the same kind of houses, you know, in the woods and stuff like that. And I just think I related to those people well, and they related to me. I just think they also knew, I think down deep, that I just wanted to go out and win. And whatever it took to win, that's what I was willing to do, whether it was have 16 turnovers tonight or have 16 assists. As long as we got that W, I didn't care about none of them turnovers. And I want to think that the people out there appreciated that.
Oh, man. They appreciated Jay Will more than you know. I would say from selling jersey to people who I talk to and want to ask me questions, your name constantly comes up. For you, in that year one. The moment for me was the Gary Payton crossover, and he tried to trip you. Okay, that I was at the crib. I looked. I was like, oh, my God. But for you, what was the welcome to the NBA moment for you?
Man, you know, that's a tough one because I think maybe before I got to the NBA, you know, I always thought I was going to be in the NBA, but really when I realized that I could play in the NBA was the summer of before my draft and the lockout year. We were down here living in Orlando training, and Penny and Shaq and those guys would come to the gym sometimes. We play pickup at, and the first time that they walked in, and I'm thinking, man, are they gonna get like downs? You know, they're gonna play with us over here, because if so, there's no chance I can lose before then. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
So they got on the floor, and I did my thing just like I did my thing when they weren't on the floor. So I thought right then and there, man, I can play against these boys up there, man.
Wow. That's big time.
That is. This actually might be a thought for both of you, because, Doug, it'd be from your perspective and certainly Jay Will from yours. Jason, there's so many amazing highlights that you have, but if you were to tell a story about a great pass you had in your career, it may not even be in a game. It may have been in pickup, may have been in practice. Doug, maybe for you too, is there a pass from Jay Will that you'll never forget? And Jason, for you, like, what would you consider just, oh man, that pass was really pretty incredible?
Well, for me, it was against Indiana. It was like in Indiana, coming down on like a 2-on-3 kind of. To my disadvantage. And Vladdy's trailing. Vladdy wasn't the quickest guy in the world, as you guys know. But Vladdy's coming down, and Rick Smith and Reggie Miller are the two of the three, and Mark Jackson's the third, but he's kind of under the basket, deeper away from me. So I kind of threw it through Rick Smith and Reggie Miller and then sprinted through them real quick before they smashed me, and they kind of ran into each other. And then proceeded to back away, like part like the Red Sea. And Vladdy was coming, and I kind of just dumped it over my right shoulder, and Vladdy finished it. That was one of my favorite passes ever. That really doesn't get much love.
Oh man, no, don't worry, it'll be found.
The recall is amazing.
My, which leads me, man, to another one of our compadres that is going to be going into the Hall of Fame. This will make three off of that team, and that would be Christopher Macy Weber. And did you know C. Webb before you got here?
Never talked to him before in my life, man, and I wish I had. I think we probably could have been a little bit better together, but if we'd have known each other a little bit before. But no, I never knew him.
Wow. So tell me day one, like when you meet him, because I know for me, when I met you guys, it was seamless. It was really weird because, as you know, you go into different locker rooms and different stuff, and sometimes there's cliques and different things, and it can get a little just different. It wasn't like that here. Your first time you meet Webb, what was it like?
Man, I was kind of scared at first, you know, like intimidated a little bit, you know. Plus, he didn't really want to come out there and play, so I'm thinking, well, dang, man. At least give it a try, you know what I mean? So I'm thankful that everything worked out. And when he showed up, I think that, I just try to be genuine with everybody, you know, myself. I don't try to change my accent for no. I don't care who I'm talking to. I just try to be me. And you got to take that for what it's worth. Whether you like it or not, I'm still going to do me, you know. So
Yes. That's
what I was with him. And you say that there were no cliques in our locker room. I think that's partly because of that kind of thing. Everybody on our team loved each other, and there's not too many teams in the NBA that, I mean, probably since the duration of the league, that can say that 1 through 15 could hang out on a daily basis like we could have.
Yeah, and then the ability, Jason, for you to probably know, for Chris specifically, you could throw it anywhere with those hands. I mean, that how comfortable was it to have a big guy like that, that you could just, I can put it anywhere and he's going to go get it?
Man, for sure. I mean, like you said, any pass that was in the vicinity that he could get his fingers on, he was going to catch, you know. I'll never forget the first time I went over to his house, I was in awe. You know, I was like, oh, man, I'm at Chris Webber's house. Stuff, you know, so. And we're playing a PlayStation, and he grabs the joystick. And you guys know how to grab a PlayStation controller. Your right thumb will control the right joystick, and the left will control the left. Well, his hands were so big that his right thumb would control the left joystick.
Damn.
Way over here. and vice versa for the other hand. So I was like, wow, couldn't believe that. So I knew there were sometimes I would just try to throw the ball away just to see if he could still get it. And by gosh, he would.
Yo, man, do you remember, because oddly we did stupid stuff on the plane and bus and different things that we bet you that you wouldn't ride underneath the plane in the, I mean, underneath the bus to the hotel from the plane. And I can't remember the monetary bet, but you almost pulled it off until Rick went out and got you from underneath there.
Yeah, I think I would have done it, but I definitely was getting grossly underpaid in that bet. But I was young and dumb at the time. I was ready and willing.
So Rick stopped that?
Rick held us, protected us from ourselves in more ways than one. If you thought back to Arco Arena in the times there, Golden One hasn't taken on. It's still defining itself. What do you remember about Arco and the fans and everything that was the old barn?
Well, first of all, I remember the wood, all that wood in that arena. You know, that kind of made me feel at home, just like the arenas that I happened to get to play in state championships back in West Virginia. But just I knew coming into the game, coming into that arena, that those fans were going to be behind us every single night. We could lose 20 in a row, and those guys were going to be in there with those bells and yelling, man. Those things that will never leave my mind, man.
You know, I have to argue with you about loving basketball, so you got to come out here so we can just sit down and chop it up. And what's your handicap?
Man, my handicap depends on what day it is, Dougie, you know, and who I'm playing against.
Okay,
well,
see,
you know.
You're
sandbagging?
He's sandbagging, totally. That's
No, I'm probably about a 5 handicap, Dougie.
Oh, Lord. Okay, Woo-hoo. So that means I need strokes.
Oh,
that's
several.
Good.
Yeah.
So, but you see how he said 5? And he's
probably a three or two.
I got my eye on him, man. You got to come out here, Jay Will. First of all, let all these fans love on you, man, because you are truly, truly missed, man. And to watch our brethren go in the Hall of Fame, you know, if we are invited, I am hoping that we would be there. That would be about as spectacular as it gets. I hope that your daughter wins tonight, man.
Yeah.
And
hold up,
Jay.
That's right.
I totally forgot about this. Well, I'm glad you brought it up, Jay. He's in my ear. So, at the crib, I got like 3 different Sports Illustrated big ones, right?
From you guys.
Uh-huh. From us. I have one that has everyone's autograph. Then I have one that does not have one person's autograph, and it's yours. You're the one that's missing. I have never, and I mean ever, signed a Sports Illustrated, the actual one, with your autograph on it. Why is that?
Really?
Yeah, I've never seen one. I've seen everybody else. Every time it's handed to me, your autograph is missing.
Okay, well, I'll be honest with you. I've signed a couple. You know, I don't know how many I've signed, but I will not sign it if all y'all's ain't on there.
Ah, I see.
He's the closer.
Oh, well, that kind of makes sense. Ah, I see what you're doing there. Okay, that makes perfect sense. So I got a Sharpie at the crib. I got one more I need you to hit off. The one is already framed. Yeah. It's solid. Man,
First week next season, give me a ticket to the game. I'll be there and I'll sign the thing.
Well, first of all.
More than one.
Yeah, you don't need no – you're going to have me cuss. They're going to have to dump it on here. First of all, you don't need no damn ticket, okay? That's it. The moneymaker. You're walking right in. You just whatever you want to do. Man, but you got to get out here so we can get out and golf, man. I got some courses. Come on, man.
Okay, well, speaking of that, I'll be out there a little bit more because I think I'm going to send my son, not to jump subjects, but – I think I'm going to send my son to a JUCO down there in Southern California next year, so I'll be in and out of there.
Ah, okay. I see you. Well, you know, you always got a room at the crib, so you just holler at your boy.
Okay.
I got you. Anytime, man, you already know you are family, man. It is so good to hear your voice, man. I know the Kings fans, they are super excited to hear your voice, man. All love. Love you, my brother. Be safe. The best to Danica and everybody, and wish your daughter all the best.
Yes.
My man, thank you guys for having me, and I can't wait to see you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Next year, we're going to see him out here. Jay Will said it, Doug.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
Just show up. Like,
yeah, come on, I need a ticket.
Look at the video. You're probably showing up
exactly.
on the big board right now. It's of me making all these great highlights.
And I know all the ushers. If someone stops him, it's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't stop him.
And tomorrow, of course, we're talking to Coach Rick Adelman. Mm-hmm. But you have said it. I mean, just that story of his first game. Honestly, Doug, how many coaches, certainly in the past, but even now, okay, Jason, if you throw that behind the back pass and throw it away, next time try it with the left hand.
Jason, zero.
Exactly.
The fact
that's not normal.
No, the same thing that Timmy was saying, yep. That's who Rick Adelman is. You know, the difference is Rick didn't win championships like Pop. Yeah. He has that gravitas, that thing, and that's why this is long overdue for him to go into the Hall of Fame. But just a little tidbit by Jason like that is special because, first of all, like he said, biggest building I've ever been with, intimidated. First game as a rookie, intimidated. Everybody that's on the Spurs, Popovich. Okay, we're going into a gauntlet. Hey, come here. If you throw it behind your back, first time it goes into it, don't worry about it. Just throw it with the left hand next time. You know what it did? First of all, it also made him laugh, probably.
Probably.
And now, me and you.
We're good.
We're vibing.
Yep.
So, oh, man. That is spectacular.
And again, Jay Will's line, first game he's ever played in the league, 36 minutes. So Rick trusted him. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a rookie point guard.
Mm-hmm.
36 minutes, 9 of 19, 21 points, 4 boards, 3 assists, 5 steals, 1 block, and 2 turnovers in his rookie debut.
Yes. He's special, man. He gave me the love for the game.
That was awesome to hear.
Immediately.
That.
It was I'll never forget it. I've experienced a lot of different things on the court. For me, that was, besides walking into a gym as a kid and the bounce and the smell and all that I truly love, that was a moment that was a gift, and he gave it to me, and I can't thank him enough.
Well, and the other thing, too, that he said, that you said it brought out the kid and you the love of the game, he loves it now. You can just tell.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, if I could play, I would be playing. No one will love it more than me.
It's funny because when I see some of our guys who have played and then they gain weight, I go, you just played because of the money, huh? No, because I could play, I would too.
Right.
It's
a great game.
It is a fantastic game. Jay Will. Oh, that was awesome.
Now I just hope, hey, bring his son out here, bring his wife.
Oh, come on.
Good luck to his daughter tonight. Let's get him out here more. We need more Jay Will. He's fun.
No doubt.
And you know, you can honestly, as from this side of things, Doug, I can tell you this. You weren't here year one for Jay Will. He was a very difficult interview. Not a difficult person, but it might be, you know, standard media questions. What was the first game like? It was fine.
He's just trying to find his way.
Yeah, but as I remember the first time he came back, I think, and he was with Memphis, and G-Man had him on as a post-game guest. I'm like, he's growing. I mean, now he's 27 maybe, and then
kids,
he's, you know,
wife,
grown and established.
Yeah.
And man, he's great. That was fun, huh, Jay? I mean, that was some good stuff, and I'm glad Jay reminded of the Sports Illustrated. My goodness, we almost let that slip. Yeah.
Real quick. Because I have the opportunity to, me or Chris, 9 times out of 10, it's me, to speak to the guest after.
Mm-hmm.
And some guys are kind of like, yeah, appreciate it, boom. Some guys are like, anytime.
Yeah.
Jay Will surprise me. And it's because I think he has the perception of he doesn't like, and you kind of got to it, he doesn't like to talk or he doesn't like to do interviews. I didn't get that from him. Nah. And you know
he was open.
And of course, we have the cheat code here with Doug, but he's like, anytime you want to talk basketball, please call me. Yeah. I want to talk basketball.
Yeah, like, he hit me immediately, and he was like, Bubs, because that's what he become.
Yeah.
Bubs, done deal.
Anytime.
Awesome.
And I was just like, damn. And to see the response on, like, Twitter and stuff, people are like, oh, my God.
Jay Will. He's loved.
He is loved. Plus, similar to myself, he loves the game.
Yeah, he does.
He wants. So, guess what? We go tap on into that player, no doubt.
And it must have fallen, you know, to his daughter because he's like, I didn't have to. She's doing it on her own.
Yeah,
that's cool.
It's weird that way. No doubt.
Jackson coming this way.
Yeah, he is.
Okay,
so Cal,
I cannot wait.
More Jay Will. We love it. Well, that was fun. That was awesome. And hopefully, you enjoyed that conversation. Coming up next, more basketball conversation. The head coach of the Sacramento Kings, Luke Walton. He's scheduled to join us when we come back right here on Sports 1140 KHTK.